Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Bagi potu, makanan khas dari Indonesia. Ya, terbuat dari.
Majekotu is a typical snack of Nrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Here is the news. Indonesian government has called the National Nutrition Agency to improve nutrition for pregnant women in an effort to reduce stunting, noting that two key interventions still far short of target. During a meeting with the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi conveyed the two main measures are ensuring pregnant women take iron supplements and providing additional nutrition to those with chronic energy deficiency. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs has reiterated its commitment to strengthening services and support for Islamic boarding schools or pesantren, despite budget constraints and the government's national budget efficiency policy. Andy Suhandi, an official from the ministry's Pesantren Directorate, pointed out that the budget may be limited, but the commitment remains unchanged. He noted that only around 5,100 of the country's approximately 42,000 pesantrens have so far received business incubation and assistance through the Ministry's Pesantren Independence Program. That's the news.
Kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin butuh kursus merangkai kata semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membesu. Ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu. Mungkin mungkin Sabtu nanti ku ungkap semua isi di hati. Dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membesu. Ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkuti di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Dan terus memaksa ada pelangi. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi. Sejenak perjalanan, oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu. Oh, oh, oh.
Barangkali di tengah telaga ada tersisa butiran cinta. dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Ada tersisa butiran cinta
dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jauh dari diri. I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass.
I am the bass.
God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground. Fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
Light is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Bersamamu, oh gemar
Voice Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
That crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants to harahap as Hasapi musicians' views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Perjalanan di ruang nadau.
songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohan. Thank you.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, we have been accompanying you for more than four hours, listeners. That means that you are still loyal to and still listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, to give you much spirit, to make you full of enjoy, full of, you know, enlightenment here, and even about, you know, anything that can make you feel enjoyable, I believe that you are able to do what you want to do, and you are able to make your activities very well and make it as simply as possible. Listener, we have also our another wise word. Now it is from Suharto. He said, "This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people." The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development.
Pelan-pelan,